there with us. He is definitely a pillar in our church. The Word of God is strong within him, a man of faith that he's demonstrated it with his life, a man of character. So let the Lord just minister through you today, Claude. God bless you.
Are you glad to be alive?
Yes?
I'm glad too. By the way, how was your Christmas? Yeah? I have a co-worker. He was asking me, why you celebrate Christmas? He asked me, do you celebrate Christmas? He called me Pastor. Pastor, do you celebrate Christmas? And I said, yes. So what is your problem? And he said, why you celebrate Christmas? Because you want to make money. And I said, no. And he asked me, why do you celebrate Christmas on December 25th? And I said, we don't celebrate Christmas only on December 25th, but we celebrate Christmas every single day. Amen. Because my Bible says, this is a day that the Lord has made. Amen. We are going to rejoice and be glad in it. So we celebrate Christ every single day. It's not only on December 25th. So Christmas is everyday thing. Amen. Let's pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for keeping us alive. It's not because we deserve it, but because you want it. We thank you for the gift of righteousness. We thank you, Father, for the forgiveness of our sins. We thank you, Father, for the abundance of grace. The grace that brings us before you this morning. The grace that brings us before your throne of grace. Father, we thank you for this grace. We bow to you today. We ask you, Papa, to lead us today in what we are doing right now before you. Lord, help us to not do anything based on the flesh, but let the Holy Spirit have dominion over us. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. This morning, the Lord put on my heart to share a word with you. We serve a covenant-keeping God. I'm so glad when you come this morning. The songs we sang was about covenant, and the passage my Mrs. Swazi read confirmed that God has something to say to someone today. Amen. God made a covenant with Noah, Abraham, Moses, and David. Covenant is a contract or an agreement between two or more parties. Covenant is how God has chosen to communicate to his people. Covenants. Bible is a covenant document. We have the Old and the New Testaments, and they are really Old and New Covenants. The Old and the New Testament are Old and New Covenant God has made with his people. The word Testament is a Latin word of covenant. So covenant is how God first decided to deal with mankind. This is found in Hebrews 13:20. It's written, may the God of peace, who through the blood of the eternal covenant brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep. In this covenant, God the Father and God the Son made an agreement regarding the church, us. Amen? Amen. This covenant was made before the universe was created, and it consisted of the Father promising to bring to the Son all whom the Father has given to him. Amen. The Son will become man, become for a while lower than the angels, and be found under the law. He will die for the sin of the world, and the Father will raise him up from the dead. The eternal covenant then leads to the covenant of grace, where the eternal covenant was made between the Father and the Son. The covenant of grace is made between God and men. Amen. This later covenant is where God promised to man eternal salvation based upon the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross. So we learn that God deals with men covenantly. Since a covenant is an agreement, it's a promise made by God because we can rely on God's word for eternity. We can take great comfort in his covenant, promising us eternal life in his Son. This helps us to see the Bible as a covenant document promising us eternal life in his Son. This brings me today to talk to you about one part of our salvation, which is the covenant of protection God has made with his people. I want to see how things are going on in the world. You watch news, you hear things. It's frightening. I don't know about you, but I don't know how, when you listen to people talking, you see that there are so many things coming in 2016. The ISIS around, the Daesh or whatever. See what they are doing in the world. So where the church will find itself in? The church must dig itself in the presence of God, in the protection of God. That's why God gave us this covenant. Before this happened, God made the covenant a long time ago, that no matter what happens, he will protect you. He says it, and he will never fail it. Amen. So, I find nowhere else in the Bible where this covenant is very well stated than the Psalm 91. So I made the arrangements to have the Psalm on the screen. So we together are going to read it, and by this way we are declaring to God and remember him what he has said to us. That's what I want us to do today. So please, let's stand on our feet and have the Psalm on the screen if we read together, please. Are you ready? Let's go. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge, my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely he will save you from the hornet's nest, and he will cover you with his feathers, and under his wing he will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield around you. You will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that strikes in darkness, nor the plague that destroys in midday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only and see the punishment of the wicked. If you make the Most High your dwelling, even the Lord who is my refuge, then no harm will befall you, no disaster will come near you. For he will command his angel concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands, so that you will not dash your feet against foe. You will tread upon the lion and the cobra. You will tramp the great lion and the serpent. Because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledged my name. He will call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Amen. Thank you. Have a seat. We Christians have a place to dwell on, is to abide under the shadow of the Almighty.
Amen.
Every Christian, when you call yourself Christian, the day you give your life to Jesus Christ, God has this covenant with you to protect you no matter what. Amen. Verse 1 says, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. There are some couple of verses that are related to this verse, which is Psalm 125, verse 2. Just as mountains surround and protect Jerusalem, so the Lord surround and protect his people now and forever. Proverbs 1, verse 33 said, but whoever listens to me will live in safety and be at ease without fear of harm. Proverbs 18:10 says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it and he is saved. Amen.
Amen.
A couple more verses in the New Testament says, in Matthew 6:13, it says, and lead not us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. John 10:27-29 said, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I will give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them to me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them from my Father's hand. God dresses four walls of protection around his people. The first one is his word. Psalm 91:4 says, he shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wing you shall find refuge. His truth, his word, shall be your shield and your buckler.
Amen.
Amen. That's the first wall of protection God gave to us, his word. In every circumstance, whenever the word of God is spoken, all the spirit pay attention. The second one is the blood. It says, there shall no evil befall you, no plague, no calamity shall come near your dwelling. Remember Exodus chapter 12, when God told his people to take some of the blood and put it on the top and side of the door frame of the houses where they live. And God said, when he see the blood, he will pass over them. And he said this, no destructive plague will touch them when he sacked Egypt. So we are in this land right now. Whatever are going on around us, believe me, just every single morning, before you wake up or before you go to bed, make sure you do that instruction of the Lord. Take the blood, spiritually, speak it. I apply the blood of Jesus on the door of my house.
Amen.
I apply the blood of Jesus on my children, on my family, on my marriage, on my job. I apply the blood in everything that God has given to steward this life. Use it. Use the blood. God gave it to you for something. If you don't use it, you lose it. Amen. Psalm 91:11-12 say, for he shall give his angel charge over you to keep you in all your ways. They will bear you in their hands so you will not dash your foot against a stone. I mean something. The third wall. The first one is the word. The second one is the blood. The third one is the angels. For he shall give his angel charge over you, to keep you in all your ways. They will bear you up in their hands, so you will not dash your feet against a stone. Hebrews 1:14 says, angels are ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who will be heir of salvation. Who are the heir of salvation? You and me. We are the heir of salvation. Amen? So, we don't pray angels like some people do. We pray God, and he sends his angel to minister to us. Amen? Am I right?
Yes.
We don't pray angels. Because I've been there. We pray all the angels. Angels, whatever, blah, blah, you pray. You pray all the angels. But thanks God, I know better. Amen. So we don't pray angels, okay? So, the word of God declares that the angel of the Lord encamps round about those who fear him to deliver them. So when you pray, in every circumstance you find yourself in, God will always send his angel on your way. Amen. The fourth wall of protection is the name of Jesus. Amen. Psalm 91:14 says, because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he know my name. Philippians 2:9-11 says, therefore God exalted him to the highest place and gave him a name that is above all other names, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord to the glory of the Father. Amen. Let me do this. Psalm 91. Let me find this verse. God said, with long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Who he is talking about? The one who dwells in the shelter of the Most High. God said that with long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. My question is, what is long life? What is long life? We have learned that 70 years are the length of man's life. And if you are a strong guy, you can go to 90 or 80, I don't know. But God says something different than what I read here, which is found in Genesis chapter 6, verse 3. Genesis is the first book. This is the original book God wrote. And I encourage you, if during your life you are going through situation, go back to Genesis, what God said about you, and read what he said. It says, my spirit will not put up with women for such a long time, for they are only mortal flesh. In the future, their lifespan will be no more than 120 years. Simple. So I believe that this is the original plan of God. 120 years is the days of everyone's life. So what happened? People die before that time. I believe that sin interferes in the action. Sin comes into action and mess up with the plan of God. But God still attached to his plan, and he provides a lamb that takes the sin of the whole world. And Bible said that he came so that we might have life and have it more abundantly. I want to say something to you, please. Bible said that you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. The truth itself will not set you free, but the knowledge of the truth will set you free. Because if you, the truth is here, if you don't know it, you will not benefit of it. You will not benefit of it. So the truth is here, that God said that you ought to live 120 years. Know the truth, apply it, and you will get benefit from it. Amen. Living 70 years or 80 years, if something happened to the Israelites and Moses said that, that's not God saying it. Let's read from Psalm 90, 7 to 12. Moses said this: we are consumed by your anger and terrified by your indignation. You have set our iniquities before you, our secret sins in the light of your presence. All our days pass away under your wrath. We finish our years with a moan. The length of our days is 70 years, or 80 if we have the strength, yet their span is but trouble and sorrow. That's what Moses said. But God said that his spirit will not put up with you for such a long time, or you are mortal flesh. In the future, God spoken this word long time ago. So the future he was talking about is the one we are living right now. So from today, based on this word, I say in this church, there will nobody in this church that will die before 120. This is the proclamation of God. You can receive it or you can leave it. Your choice. Because God said that, I said before you today, life and death. Choose life so you may live. If you don't choose it, he has done his part. The part, the rest is yours. Take this word and apply it. Say it boldly. I will not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. How many of you know that God wants you more here than he wants you in heaven? The work is here, not in heaven. The heaven is a place for rest. So since we are not finished the work here, we need to stay here, finish the work before we go and get rest. This is a revelation I received a long time ago. I keep meditating on it and asking God, why people die so young? Why people die so young? God said that, I don't want to say it myself, I want to read it so you know that what I'm saying is not just. Let's read Isaiah 65. Isaiah 65, verse 27. Never again will there be in it an infant who will live but a few days, or an old man who does not live out his years. Did you hear that? Never again will there be in it an infant who lives but a few days, or an old man who does not live out his years. He who die at 100 will be thought a mere youth. He who fails to reach 100 will be considered accursed. Amen. Is it clear? Why are you so quiet? This is the word of God. God says it. And he watched over his word to perform it. It's not my word. You can ask me a question, I'm not going to be able to answer. But if you ask him, he will tell you what he's saying, he means by this. From today, nobody will die before 120. Before we have work to do on earth for God, we have too much to do here. Amen.
Amen.
Let's continue. Don't let people fool you around by saying, okay, you have few days to live. You have 2 weeks to live. I don't take that. I reject you right away. Seriously. I reject it. God says that I will live 120. I go for what God said. And every day I say to myself, Claude, you will not die, but you will live. Because God says so. If I don't get it, I cannot accuse God. I accuse myself because I don't apply the word. Amen. So, 2016 is coming. I know that we have so many resolutions for the new year. But my first resolution I will recommend to you is to dwell in the secret place of the Most High every single day of your life.
Amen.
Please do so. The presence of the Lord is among you. Wherever you go, He's there with you. He's with you. He's in you. So you don't wait until you come home before you pray. You don't wait until you find time before you pray. The Bible says, pray at all time, everywhere, every time. Amen. The presence of the Lord is among you, is within you. Let's dwell in the shelter of the Most High, because there is safety over there. There is safety in the presence of the Lord. I want to end this with this this wish of the new year. My special greeting for you for the new year. I know God has a plan for you, and He makes sure that His plan comes to pass. He will not come before that. He will not be late. He will come at the right time. Amen. This wish I'm going to say here is 3 John. What you say, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in good health, even as your soul keeps well and prosper. God is saying that the best wish of His heart for you is you prosper, which means financially, spiritually, physically. You prosper and be in good health. So from today, everything that is in your body which is not the plan of God, I speak to it right now. I command to pluck out and be cast into the sea right now in the name of Jesus. Everything in your body that is not the will of God. The Bible said that your body is a temple of God, and God's Spirit lives in you. If anyone destroys the temple of God, God will destroy him. So sickness is destroyed by God right now. Every kind of sickness is destroyed right now. I wish above all things that you prosper and be in good health, even as your soul keeps well and prosper. Amen. Do you receive that? Brothers and sisters, this word is not just waiting for us to just read it and pass it by. No. Read it, stand on it, speak it, declare it, and tell God, this is what you say. I go for this. I go with this. This is what I live my life. I remember 2005, I went to see my doctor for checkup, and he said that you have high blood pressure, you have cholesterol. Those things are unknown to me, so I just listened to it nearly. And he gave me some prescription I had to take for 30 days. I took it. And after that, he called me back and said, you have to go back and just get the medication all the time. And I said, wait a minute. So are you telling me that I'm gonna take this medication for my life long? And he said this, if you wanna live longer. That shocked me. He said, no. I don't believe that medication can give me a long life. I have the word of God. So I stand on this word and say, no. But I want to trust you for this. I want to trust you for my healing. I pray about it and I throw the medication away and just start praying every time, declaring the healing scriptures that I find in the Bible. Declare on my body. Every single day. 6 months later, I went to see the doctor. He asked me, are you taking the medication? I said, no. He said, what are you doing? I said, I took the blood of Jesus. He said, what? I said, I took the blood of Jesus. He said, okay, I'm taking you out of medication. Go ahead and do what you are doing. Simple like that. This is the truth. If you walk it, you will walk it out. If you don't walk it, please, I want to see you the way I am seeing you now, every single day of my life, until we get 120. God said, you may not believe it, I believe it. But the Bible said, be unto you according to your faith. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your word, Lord. We lift it up to you today. We know that you are not a man that you should lie, not a son of man that you should retract. Whatever you say, Papa, we believe it. And we take it and we know that it shall come to pass exactly the way you say it. Lord, strengthen our faith. Help us to do better in the next year coming. Lord, we pray that the next year will be a year that, Father, you chose to bring your glory in our life. People will see it and they will ask about you and we will tell them, let's go see who we are believing. Lord, we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Amen.